Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, if we have a business and we are all successful and we are any size, we have employees. And you know what you want from your employees. You know what you expect, what the business needs from each and every person. But do you know what they expect from you? Possibly not. Had an interesting situation this morning where I needed to have some maintenance done on the house. And I called a company that I'd used before who does excellent work, and they dispatched one of their people who does excellent work. And I know him. He's been here before. We've had nice conversations about his family, about things going on. Great guy, does great work. But he turned to me today and he said, you know, I've been with the company for many, many years, and I really don't think they appreciate me. He was having a conversation with the vice president of his company who asked if he was happy. And he told him what he thought. No, I'm not happy. No, I don't think you appreciate me. No, I don't understand what I do for you and the company every single day. I'm just a number, just someone that shows up. And if I wasn't here, you'd find someone to replace me. Now, I found that an interesting comment because this employee is an excellent employee. It's someone that anybody would like to have working for them. But yet, he didn't feel appreciated, even though he went out of his way for customers, even though he went out of his way for the company, did everything that was expected of him and more. Nobody noticed it. So what happens when you're in that situation? What happens is you have a very unhappy company. You have unhappy employees. They're unhappy with the management style. They don't feel appreciated. It doesn't take a great deal to have people, have the employees understand how much you appreciate what they do, how valuable they are to the company. Because remember, they are the company. You may think that you're the company, and you are, but it's an unusual situation where who creates the revenue? Who goes out and does the work? Who helps build the company? If the people around you, working with you and for you, do not feel like you are on their side, do not feel like you understand, no matter how much you pay them, you can pay them a great deal of money, but yet they don't understand they don't understand how you behave. They don't understand what you say. They don't understand how you treat them. Eventually, the culture of a company that's not treating their people well will be in a situation where there's declining profits. They'll be in a situation where they're just not growing. And they'll be in a situation of absolutely, at some point, looking at their company saying, how did this happen? How did we get in a situation where our company, we had such prosperous, we had such prospects. How did it not grow? Well, don't let that happen to you. Make sure that you understand exactly what your people need. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.